So here, the archetypal Buddha of the East, Akshobhya, that means the imperturbable, Vajrasattva, the adamantine being, Akshobhya Vajrasattva, deep blue, radiating the white light of the mirror-like wisdom, shines forth. Reality shines forth in this form. And at the same time, a dull, smoky, inviting light from the hells shines forth. And we're told that this dull, smoky, but comforting light is created by our aversion, our hatred, our ill will, our desire to push away, to repel, even to destroy. Reality is too much. The mirror-like wisdom is too clear. It's blindingly clear. We can't take it. So we find some comfort, we find some security in our aversion, in our hatred. And I can certainly relate to this. When there's change, when there's any kind of change, when my routine is disrupted, when my view of the world begins to be taken apart, maybe somebody, decides to leave the community or something like that. Maybe somebody speaks the truth very clearly. When my settled life is broken up in these ways, my stable life is broken up in these ways, I can find myself, the first thing I do is start getting irritated. And that can turn into, internally of course, I don't express it, that can turn into anger and aggression. I want to push what's happening away. And it happens very, very quickly. Very quickly we can move to irritability and anger when the spaces open up. We don't want to know that life is about change, that life is impermanent, that life is insubstantial. So we turn to hatred, ill will, resentment, those kinds of things. So the next time you get angry or you get resentful or you feel ill will, you feel irritable, see what's behind it. See what's going on. See what's getting at you. You can notice this in meditation. Sometimes you're opening up in meditation, maybe in the metta bhavana itself. Really good, warm feelings of loving kindness are flowing. And then before you know it, suddenly you're feeling anger and ill will. The ill will is restoring the status quo. It's restoring the fixity. It's a very strange experience I often have is the days I have really good meditations in the morning, very, very good sit, and I'll come out and something will happen and I'm getting angry. It's really weird. It's as if there's this wonderful opening, but I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I have to close it down with anger or irritability. It could be because I can't find the bread. It's something as absurd as that. And I think, well, where's the bread? Where's the cook? Where's Rob put the bread? Or something like that. But this is all me not able to handle the openness. And the dull, smoky light is said to emanate from the hell realms.